This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. I'm back at the Nordic House in the Icelandic capital, previewing an event that's taking place tomorrow, a major event called The Tree. Details coming up with Erling Kjarbo, who is the head librarian here at the Nordic House, and also be joined by Salomon Hellman, who is moderating a conversation between two of the authors. Just one of the events taking place here at the Nordic House tomorrow. Erling, let's start with you. What is happening tomorrow?
Yeah, so tomorrow it's a culmination of a long project that we've had with our children's exhibition that's called The Tree, which hopefully many of your listeners have visited in the past. And it's basically, we call it a symposium, a literature symposium, which is a whole day where we're just celebrating children's literature. It's all based on our children's exhibition. So we invited authors and illustrators that are featured in this exhibition to come to Iceland. And then we're having conversations with them. We're having some presentations and we're having panel discussions. And yeah, it's all going to be very exciting.
Salomon, as I say, you are moderating an author conversation as part of tomorrow's event as well.
Yeah, I'm moderating a conversation with Linda Bondestam, Martin Glass-Serup and Malin Kivela about their picture book, Om du möter en björn, If You Meet a Bear, in English. And we're going to talk about how they tackle questions of nature and wilderness in their picture book and how it is to cooperate over the borders.
These talks, these events will be in various Nordic languages, but this will be available to catch up essentially online afterwards. There will be English subtitling of these events, not tomorrow, not in real time, but once they've taken place.
Yeah, so because it's in the Nordic languages, we like to call it Blandinavian, actually. It's on stage, we speak Danish, Norwegian and Swedish. It's all also, we decided to stream it live for a broader audience because there was a lot of interest from those language-specific countries. We'll make it all available as a video on demand, obviously also for free. The whole event is for free as well, and a few days after that.
Solomon, I'm interested, are children reading as much these days as perhaps we would like them to? Is it a popular leisure activity that children choose?
Yeah, it is, actually, especially smaller children. But it depends on the grown-ups if they show them the way to the books. And that's why what we are going to talk about tomorrow as well. If you go to the library regularly, the children will have the chance to experience and discover the books. But if they don't get the chance, they won't.
Yes. And Erling, that's encouraging to hear, isn't it? Because you think of all the different alternative activities that children could choose to spend their time on.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we live in a world where everyone is heavily influenced by all these different like modes of being. Like, you have all the inputs from like watching TV and being on your phone and playing computer games, talking to your friends all at the same time. So I think like our job as people working with literature and promoting it is to try to create spaces that are good for kids to read in. So we work a lot with that here in the library.
And is this also then about bringing these authors and their voices to people that might not have experienced them before?
Yeah, and the purpose of this is to make grown-ups aware of the power of the children's book and give them tools as well to work with the books in a proper way, because a book can be so many things. You have the book, you have the story, but the story can be also wider if you involve the children in the discussion about the book.
Well, let's talk about the actual tree, the literal tree that's going to be planted at the start of this tomorrow.
Yeah, so that's actually quite an interesting thing. So at 12:45 tomorrow, we got Johan Páll Jóhannsson, who's the Minister of the Environment, Energy and Climate here in Iceland, to come here and open the ceremony, or open the symposium, with like this tree planting ceremony. So we're actually planting four different kinds of trees just outside the Nordic House. And these trees are interesting in themselves because it is an Icelandic researcher and scientist who've kind of made these trees from different Nordic trees. So he's made like new kinds of birch trees.
Okay.
So we're planting four different trees in with different species, and then he's going to tell us a little bit about these trees as well and how he actually made trees.
Yes. So that will be outside the building here. I'm just trying to work out where that might be. The greenhouse, of course, we've covered events in the greenhouse before at the Nordic House. Where will these trees be planted?
So if you've been at the Nordic House and you walk towards us from the university area, you know where the flagpoles are, then there's a little green area to your left towards the water, and there's a bench there. And just in front of the bench to the left, we will plant the four trees, and we'll also have a little information sign with a QR code so you can see and read more about the trees and how they came into being. And it's just going to be quite fun also for me just personally to come back here in 20, 30 years and see these trees grow over time. So I'm very excited about that part and very happy that the minister also wants to be involved in this.
Well, good luck both. Thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you.
It all starts at 12:45 tomorrow with the opening of the symposium with the trees being planted, and then there are various presentations and events through until 5:00 tomorrow. So a packed day. As I say, this is taking place in Nordic languages, but as you heard, it will be possible, and we'll put a link up at some point, to see a recording of these events subtitled in English as well. It's Roof English Radio. I'm Darren Adam, and you can get in touch anytime. We're english@ruv.is.
There is more from Roof English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Roof English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Roof.